To be an entrepreneur, you have to have vision, confidence, and purpose. And like so many other business owners, you have to find resources that can help you through tough times.
Comcast Rise changed my life. They put me in a unique space where I could scale on my own.
More than 4,700 businesses have benefited from the Comcast Rise program. Apply today at ComcastRise.com for a variety of business, marketing, and tech makeovers on us.
Keep rising.
Para ser emprendedor, debes tener el propósito de Claudia y encontrar recursos que te ayuden a mejorar tu negocio, especialmente en tiempos difíciles.
Gracias a la ayuda de Comcast, pude continuar y hacer evolucionar mi negocio.
Más de 4,700 empresas han recibido asesorías de marketing, tecnología y subsidios para sus negocios gracias al programa de Comcast Rise. Postula hoy en ComcastRise.com y ayúdate a crecer.
Welcome to Diversity Discourse, the official podcast of Minority Business Entrepreneur Magazine. This is the space where we create meaningful conversations around supplier diversity, diverse business entrepreneurship, and diversity, equity, and inclusion with some of the industry's most engaging and successful entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts. Now, let's get started with today's episode.
Hello, friends. It's Tanya Isley, publisher of MBE Magazine, and welcome to Diversity Discourse, the official podcast of MBE Magazine, where we are driving the conversation and discussions around diversity and diverse-owned businesses. Joining me today is Heather Cox. Heather is a co-founder and president of her firm, Certify My Company, which assists diverse businesses with the certification process, helps increase their visibility in supplier markets, and connects them with the corporations eager to do business with them. And welcome to Diversity Discourse, Heather.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm glad to have you. I really do appreciate you being here today. And just to let the audience know, I've known you for several years. You are one of our former WBEs who rock.
Yes, I was. That was a very fun moment for me.
And so when I first met you and learned what you do and a bit of your journey, I was really fascinated and thoroughly impressed. So when we started the podcast, I knew I was like, I got to get Heather on here to just tell everybody a little bit about you and share your story and pretty much how you got where you are today, as well as what is Certify My Company and what you all do.
Sure. Well, I wish I could say, you know, I went to school with this goal in mind and then I actualized it, but that is not at all what happened. So what happened was that when I was pregnant with my first baby, I knew I had to work, but I didn't know what that was going to look like. So I started asking a lot of different women a lot of questions, women that worked full time, women that owned companies, women that were part-time workers, executives in different organizations. I just wanted to understand what it was like to balance children and work and everything else. Although I don't really believe the word balance is real, but we'll use that for the story here, right? So the ones that I loved the most, the women that resonated the most with me, that I found had the best version of balance, I guess, were the entrepreneurs. For whatever reason, I loved their energy, their passion. They were just like, super resonated with me. And I loved every second of it. So I just kept asking them more questions. And at some point they would say, you know, and I really want to get certified and I just can't do it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, oh, one of my clients wants me to do this. There's this application. I'm like, hold on. You run a multi-million dollar company. You can't do an application? What? Like, I didn't understand it. You know, I mean, I had no idea what I was talking about even. So I went home and I did a little research and, you know, this is before I even understood the bandwidth constraints of being an entrepreneur and, you know, being an entrepreneur with family and community commitments and everything else. So when I looked at what they were talking about, I'm like, oh, there is a lot of documents here. And if you're not familiar with the terminology and, you know, sometimes things are not called the same title in Nevada and Texas and New Jersey. So you're looking for an articles of incorporation and your state doesn't have one. So now you're frustrated, you put it to the side, and 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years later, you're still not certified. So I told a couple of these women, I'm like, oh, I could do this for you. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, what was entailed in there, et cetera. But I, you know, I did a pretty good job for them without knowing anything at all. And so when, you know, a few years later, they refer their friends to me, and it was kind of like a side hustle because I was still working for a nonprofit. And so when eventually enough people asked me that I was able to leave that side hustle and go full time to certify my company. And then I had, you know, a second baby, a third baby, et cetera, et cetera, fourth baby, fifth baby. And so we just continued to grow. And it was probably like a good, like 3 years into the company. At this point, we were working almost exclusively with the women, with women business owners. A few of them would say like, oh, can you do minority business? And then someone said, can you do the LGBT business? But we weren't working with corporations as far as the Fortune 1000 at this point. It was all entrepreneurs, I guess you could say. And so someone said, I want to introduce you to Heather Cox. She's the expert in certification. I'm like, well, I'm taking that and I'm using it. I am the expert in diversity certification. So since then, I've been the expert since that point in time. And we've grown organically. We now have a team of, you know, almost six, I think it's six people now. We've always been nationwide. We were virtual before virtual was cool, before COVID made it cool. And, you know, we love every second of what we do.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You know, being in this business, I have found that a lot of business owners like you and like I was don't know what certification is.
It's amazing, right?
It is. It is. And so they don't really have an understanding of it or how it may benefit them. So I want to pull the curtain back on it for our audience. Explain to someone who doesn't know exactly what certification is.
So certification is a third-party organization who vets your company to prove that you are, beyond a shadow of a doubt, who you say you are. Right now, especially in the last 2 years, the one little shiny, sequiny glimmer that's come out of 2020, 2021 is that a lot of people got the memo of diversity and how important it is for business. And one of the reasons I think the economy was so hard hit is because small, diverse, local businesses were the first ones that were hit, and they were hit hard. And that really affected, you know, we saw it. And I think now people really understand why it's so important to business and the economy. And so, you know, when these large companies want to do business with diverse owned businesses, they have to know you really are. You know, anyone can say that they're a Black owned business, a Hispanic owned business, a woman owned business, and you can even put someone on the paperwork, but do they own it? Do they operate it? And do they control the company? It is far exceeds just what it says on the paperwork, right? You have to really know what you're doing. You can't just sign up and put my name on the articles of organization. And so they look at everything, and a lot of people complain, oh, they want to see everything. Yeah, they do, because they want to make sure that there's nothing nefarious going on behind the curtain.
So, and tell people just what are the differences in certifications? I mean, we got MBE, WBE. Oh, yeah.
The acronyms go on and on, on and on. So there's really five main demographics. Five. Okay. So there's women, pretty self-explanatory. Ethnic minorities is Black, Hispanic, Asian Indian, Asian Pacific, and Native American. We get a lot of questions about Middle Eastern. And that is not part of, it's not one of the categories that the minority organizations at this point consider a minority. So it's Black, Hispanic, Asian Indian, Asian Pacific, and Native American. And then there is the LGBTQ community. There's that certification. There's veteran, which also includes service disabled veterans. And the last one is the disability owned business enterprises. And that's probably the newest and most underknown of all the demographics, because people often think it means you just can't see, hear, and walk. When really it's everything from, you know, autoimmune disorders, ADHD, anxiety, depression, asthma, diabetes, anything that requires an outside force such as medication or a device to manage to make you successful day after day. Sometimes people will say like, really diabetes? I'm like, what happens if you don't have your insulin with you? That's a problem. Right? Mm-hmm. Or if you have severe asthma and you have to carry an inhaler everywhere, if you don't have it, that's a problem. So that's why the ADA considers it a disability. It's an invisible disability, a lot of them, but nonetheless a disability.
Right. And then the certifying organizations are for minorities, National Minority Supplier Development Council. And then for WBEs or women, it's the Women's Business Enterprise National Council.
Yes. Well, that's the two big gold standard ones. There are a plethora of certification options out there. And really, it depends on who you want to do business with. Who are you currently doing business with? So the first thing that we always do is, and whether this is, we do this whether somebody hires us or not, because we think it's such an important aspect of the educational component that we do, is find out who you're currently doing business with, And who do you want to do business with? What are your hopes and dreams, if you will, for the certification? Because if you're like, you know, I really want to do business with the state of New York, well, then WeBank's not going to be your best choice. You need to get the state of New York certification or vice versa. If you say, I really want to do business with Johnson & Johnson, so I'm going to go get the state of New Jersey certification, well, that is not the right choice for you. So we want to make sure that we are guiding them in the right direction, if nothing else.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, here's the thing for people who don't know, let's say you mentioned New York. So say you're a Georgia business. Can you get a New York certification?
Oh, that is such a good question. So it really depends. And I haven't memorized everything. So there are some requirements. Some states have very specific requirements for certification. So for example, Mississippi. I just happen to know this because I was looking to get our certification in the state of Mississippi for a contract we're working on. And then we're not eligible. And I believe it's because we're not organized there or I'm not a resident there or something, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas we were able to get the state of Illinois certification for a different contract because their requirements are a little bit different. So each state has their own. So yes, sometimes you do not have to live in that state. Like Florida, you have to be there, right? So you can't be a Georgia organization, be headquartered in Georgia and get Florida certified, but you could probably get Illinois, right? Some states have reciprocity rules. State of Indiana requires that if you are out of state, your state has to have reciprocity with them. So there's only about 10 states that do. Now, Nevada, for example, which has zero supplier diversity program, trust me, it's a bee in my bonnet and I'm all over it. If anybody has any pull in the governor's office, please let me know. Nevada has no state certification, which means I can't get certified, for example, in the state of Kentucky because they require you had to have a home state certification.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't know that.
I'm telling you, there's like so many ins and outs of this certification world.
But you know what? But the great thing is that you can have multiple certifications.
And I recommend it.
Yeah.
If you are eligible, let's say you're a Black lesbian, right? Mm-hmm. Let's get you women, minority, LGBT certified. People are like, why? Because first of all, it gives you access to people over and over again. And sometimes there's different organizations that are part of these groups. And then also, like, for example, we're WeBank, we're women and disability owned certified. So we're WeBank and Disability In certified. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our corporate clients ask us for our Disability In certification because they have a lot of women business owners in their supply chain, but they don't have a lot of disability owned businesses. And so they'll ask us for that certification. So we for sure could get the door and they can count our diversity spend through our women, but that makes us a little bit more valuable to have those multiple options for our corporate clients.
Okay. Okay. And what are some of the benefits of certification? It's such a daunting process.
Only if you don't outsource it to experts, but yes, you're right.
So why should people go through all of that to get certified?
So that is an excellent question. And, you know, I actually have made a couple of videos because it is that people ask all the time. Most people assume. So here's what's really funny. When I go out and I talk about it, which is all the time, right? People go, oh, so you like write grants? I'm like, yeah, no, not at all. Or they go, oh, the company just wants to check the box. I'm like, no, not at all. There's actually a lot of studies out there that show that organizations with a robust supplier diversity program make more money. The shareholders make more money. They have 133% greater return on their investment into their supply chain. You know, they can account for a certain amount of 15 to 20% of their sales directly accounted to their diversity program. So, you know, there's a lot of money there, but for the supplier, for the entrepreneur that's looking to get certified, there mm-hmm. is the business development, which is what comes to mind initially, meaning mm-hmm. to find new businesses, having this access point. And you can think of it kind of like a club. Since we're in Vegas, I always use my Vegas clubs as my analogy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they vet you. They want the cool people in the club, right? Want someone who's been through it a little bit. So they, same with the corporations, they want to vet their suppliers, and that's just the way it works. So when you're certified, a third party's vetted your company, which means you don't have to go wait in the line with everybody else at the club. You get the VIP line, right? With all the pretty people. That's where you get to go when you're certified. They put you in the VIP line. So it gives you like an access point. Now, once you're in there, you better sell like anybody else. Like once you're in those doors, and you better be just as competitively priced and just as good, or your certification will do nothing for you. But then let's say it's you and somebody else in those last stages of a bid. Well, now that's going to tip the scale in your favor as well. But that's only part of it. There's also, let's get more business from existing customers. I'm already in with this pharma company, right? So can I get more business in different parts of it, different divisions of the organization? And that my certification can help me do that. But then there's also the company development. And this is the part that I think most people overlook, is the company development aspect of your certification. So here's, what do I mean by that? A, there are executive education programs. For example, I got a scholarship to go to the Tuck Business School, which is part of Dartmouth, right?
Oh, congratulations.
Full scholarship, right? It was very intense. Yeah, it was great. And I actually got a second scholarship as well to go to part two, which I'm waiting for it to go back in person to do. But I won that through a pitch competition. And then there's also, you know, there's mentorship programs. You can be matched up with a mentor, whether they be a corporate mentor or another diverse business owner. Okay. And so I did the Toyota program through through Disability Inn. I was matched up through Toyota with the CIO of Toyota North America. Now her perspective from the C-suite of a Fortune 100 company is invaluable to somebody like me who sells to the Fortune 1000, because she has that perspective right now, here and now. So I said to her, I'm like, Holly, these corporations are like, Heather, you're amazing. You're just amazing. I mean, we're not going to hire you, but you're amazing and fantastic. I'm like, wait, what? Hold on. What? Where is the gap between what I'm saying and what you're hearing? So Holly worked with me on that because she is my client. She also, because her specialty was operations, she helped me figure out some of the, how I can track time in my operations to figure out what things actually cost us. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that was hugely beneficial. And I paid all of $0 because it's a benefit of my certification. You know, there's also other resources, the other diverse business owners. I remember one time I was at a WeBank conference and I had just sent a contract over to a large tech company. And they said, and they were like all gung ho. Yeah, we're going to sign it. I think they even actually signed it. And then that person left the company. Don't you love it? They left the company. And so the new person, they're always like, oh, I'm going to save us some money. Yeah. So she comes in and now we're great friends, me and this woman. But time I was like, I don't like you. But she was like, I need you to lower your rate. I'm like, and so in my head, and this is all via email, right? She's at the conference. I'm at the conference, but she's emailing this to me. You need to lower your rate. So I'm like, I can't lower my rate. You know what I mean? Like we have a lot of expenses. We have cybersecurity. We have a team. We have insurance. Like they want us to have all these things. Right. So I was sitting next to this woman named Beverly at WeBank, Beverly White. And I said to her, help me. What do I do? She sat there and helped me draft the email because she'd been through it. Mm-hmm. She'd done it before. She was an entrepreneur for many years. So, and we saved it and they didn't make me lower my rate and I saved the contract. And so, you know, there's a lot of resources that are available to you through your certification teaming. I actually have a JV with two other certified diverse vendors because alone I couldn't make the service offering. It's called Supplier Diversity in a Box. And it's for mid-level companies that don't have supplier diversity programs, but know they need to be reporting back their spend to their corporate clients. And so it's, you know, it's the least expensive, most efficient and effective way to build a supplier diversity program. It's like an off the shelf, if you will, supplier diversity program. But I don't have all the expertise. I have some of the expertise. So I partnered up with two other certified business owners and we launched a JV. That's a huge resource.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. I think for me, being a certified WBE, it is the resources and it is the, working with other WBEs and bouncing ideas off of other people. I just went through WeBank's We Thrive program, which was incredible.
Oh, so, how is that? I haven't done that yet. I've heard amazing things about it, though.
It's really great. You learn a lot about your business.
All the good and all the bad. Yes, it's like learning about your kids.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So, yeah. So there are a lot of resources and that I think we can take advantage of through these organizations. Now, how long does the certification process take?
So from the time we submit your completed application, and then if they ask any questions, which occasionally they do, that adds on a little bit of time. But from the time they say, okay, we have all the information we need, you're looking at about 120 to 180 days.
Okay.
So you always want to be certified before you need it, because once you need it, it's too late. And I cannot tell you how many times people have called me. And they're like, okay, I'm just going to wait till I need it. I don't want to do it right now. I'm like, don't wait. And then sure enough, they're like, hey, I need to be certified by next week. I'm like, that's cool, but it's not going to happen.
Now, are many companies denied certification? I don't know of any that have been, but I imagine some would be. And what would be the reasons for like denying someone certification? They find out, oh, you don't own like most of the business, at least 51%.
No, it's usually not. Usually it comes down because there are a lot of companies that get denied because they usually call us after. Set up before, right?
Of course.
And so the reasons for denial are usually what's called technical rejections, meaning they're actually eligible, but there's something wrong in their paperwork, right? So for example, the operating agreements, those documents or governing documents are one of the biggest culprits, right? If you have a unanimous consent, let's say it's you and a male partner and you have a unanimous consent in your operating agreement, done. Not eligible. They'll be denied. I'm no joke. I saw an operating agreement. One sentence got them denied. One sentence. I've seen sole props get denied because there was a man's name on the paperwork. Trust agreements. Trust agreements are often the big culprit because of the rules and regulations around the trust agreements for the certifying bodies. You have to really know what you're doing and what you're looking for. And so that is also a reason people get denied as well. Other times it's because they just didn't turn in the right paperwork. And after being asked a bunch of times, they're like, sorry, now you're timed out and you're denied. So there are a lot of reasons, but the biggest reason that we usually get is something in the governing documents.
Wow. I never even thought about that. And the recertification process, is that lengthy as well?
No, that is a much simpler. I mean, most of our clients, probably 88% of our clients, have us do it for them just because we manage it for them. It's a much smaller process. It's, you have to turn in updated tax returns, meeting minutes, things like that. If you have any changes to your ownership or management, then there's definitely more information that needs to go into it. But for WeBank, NMSDC and NVBDC and Navoba, and those are the veteran certifications, the last two I said, those are an annual recertification. For NGLCC and Disability In, NGLCC is the LGBT certification and Disability In. They have every other year recertification with an annual verification. Now, some state certifications are 3 years, 5 years, but the private sectors tend to be more single year, which is why they're the gold standard. A lot can happen in a year. And if you're not, you sign a document that says if something changes, you'll tell the organization in 30 days, but we're busy, right? Things happen. And so you forget. And so it's very easy to go 3 years and then you go to recertify and they're like, you're not eligible, but you weren't eligible for 2 years, but nobody bothered to check on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. All right. So now before I wrap, I did want to ask you, you talked about work-life balance. I know you have 5 children, right?
I do.
Did you ever get that work-life balance?
No. It's such like a thing. Sometimes my oldest will be like, when I'm a mommy, I'm not going to work. I'm like, good for you, girl. Good for you. And then, but you know, what's really funny is actually, during the last 2 years, GoDaddy interviewed me because they were asking for somebody with kids who's an entrepreneur. And one of my colleagues was like, I got the girl for you. So, they said to me, oh, so are you like really sitting on the floor now a lot, like playing with your kids? I was like, I'm not really that kind of mommy. I'm like, but let me tell you what I have done for my kids. It's like my oldest daughter babysits and she used to be mommy's helper. Now she does babysitting and she would see me on the phone. She never really saw me on the phone before. Right. So she would see me on the phone because they were home and she started picking up the phone and texting her clients, calling her clients. This is when I'm available. This is my rate. I'm CPR certified. Da, da, da. I'm like, psh, that is what I did for my kid. Right. I showed her how to hustle. I showed her how to get clients. It's hard, especially when you're the owner of the company and everything falls on you when things go awry, or if there's an increase in work. But I really try to at least we are Saturday Sabbath observers, which means from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown, we are not on our phones, not on our computers. Mm-hmm. So that is really, if I can't do quantity, I really try for quality with them. And so a lot of times Saturday day, I'm just sitting on the couch, especially with the little three. The twins are 5 and then my next one up is 7 and we just sit on the couch and we read books and we talk about nonsense, whatever Paw Patrol story is fresh in their mind. and that's really how I do it. Cause I mean, you hear people say all the time, you can have it all. I'm like, you can, but not at the same time. So sometimes when I'm rocking it at work, my kids are like, who is this crazy lady who pops in and out of our house every once in a while? And then when I'm a really good mom, my employees are like, could you do some work? So I don't know. I don't know if it really exists. I know people say there's a lot of consultants out there who say they can teach you how to do it, but
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I'm very good at making sure, like for me, my therapy is the gym. I go almost every day just because it's the time when I put my AirPods in and I'm like, people will look at me to try to talk to me. I'm like, don't you dare. Don't. And I'm an extrovert. So I'm like, that is like the one time I'm like, let me just focus on like my brain and my body and just, you know, whatever. And then I can be nice to people again.
You're always nice. You're always nice. But just to wrap, we've touched on a few of the certification questions. And if anyone wants more answers, or if you need and want help getting certified, Heather and her team at Certify My Company are always available to help you. And Heather, tell everybody how they can reach you and your team.
So certifymycompany.com is our website. You can always email to heather@certifymycompany.com. Our social media is all at certifymyco across the board. We always have some fun little tidbits on our Instagram account and our LinkedIn account. We post lots of great information. You can also go to our Diversity Masterminds website. And if you join the mailing list there, there's a lot of opportunities that we send out that you'll find out about, whether it be they're looking for bids, there's, you know, a grant available, whatever it is. We aggregate a lot of different opportunities and we send them out to people.
That's great. All right. You heard her. Go check out their social media, find those opportunities. And most importantly, get your certification.
Get certified. That's do it. Great.
All right, Heather, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And we will talk to you soon.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Diversity Discourse, the official podcast of Minority Business Entrepreneur Magazine. We hope you enjoyed it. Please be sure to subscribe so that we can join you again. And if you appreciate the show, jump on over to iTunes and give us some stars. For more tips and notes from the show, check us out at mbemag.com. And to find out which guests and topics we'll be discussing next, sign up for our newsletter at mbemag.com/pulse. That's mbemag.com/pulse. We'll talk to you next time.